And it's a big weekend for Tim Brown, the great Raider receiver, joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Timmy, good to see you. How are you?
JT, how are you, brother? Good to see you, man.
Couldn't be better. Obviously, the Hall of Fame talk. Mm. You've been through this before. How are you feeling this week leading up to it? Not so much about the vote, just your family and friends. What's happening?
Yeah, everything's been good, man. You know, the family has learned how to deal with this process a little bit better. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you spend a lot of time managing everybody's expectations,
yeah.
You know, so... you know, understanding that, like, you know, the big thing I've been getting this year is, you know, they're advertising for the NFL Honor Show. And when they get to the Hall of Fame, they're showing my picture. And everybody's saying, oh, well, that means.
That's a done deal.
You know, it's like, guys, the voters don't have anything to do with commercials, all right? So let's not get caught up into that. But so it's been pretty interesting, man. But at the same time, I'm glad to be back in the situation.
Great. And you know all about the history of the Hall of Fame and the vote because of Mr. Davis. Mm-hmm. He had a unique relationship with the Hall of Fame. And I talk about that with Mark all the time. That was his big legacy,
sure.
Is inducting all the Hall of Famers and the fact that he had that special relationship with so many men.
Well, you know, and, you know, it sort of flies against what everybody wants to say is there's some vendetta against the Raiders and they won't do anything with the Raiders. And you know, I've never bought into that for sure. But I think at the same time, you know, it's good to hear that, you know, you say things like that because that, in my mind, makes, you know, what I believe to be true, and that they will put you in when it's time for you to get in, and it has nothing to do with, you know, being a Raider or not being a Raider, you know.
Well, the politics of it is unbelievable. You've been taking the high road on the whole thing. It's interesting with Cliff Branch and,
yeah,
Jim Plunkett and Coach Flores, who, yep, are all really good friends of yours.
Yep.
They've been through this whole process also. For some, it's easier than others, right?
Yeah, you know, and, you know, you want to fight for those guys, but you try to fight for yourself right now. So,
no doubt.
You know, but certainly, you know, guys like Cliff Branch and Tom Flores and Plunk, man, you know, they have to be in the Hall of Fame. I mean, you cannot, you know, what people always tell me is, well, can we tell the story of the NFL without using your name? And I just don't think you can tell the story of the NFL, especially back in the 70s and 80s, without, you know, Tom Flores and Jim Plunkett and Branch,
yeah,
and Cliff, you know. So I think from that standpoint, you know, it has to be done.
One other name I want to bring up heading into the weekend is Junior Seau. And being on the sidelines of those games when,
yep,
you played against him, the memories I have when he would walk in to Oakland and go right to the black hole and stand in front of him and the crowd would lean down on him. You're one warming up, ready to have a great game. I know Junior's family is out here,
yeah,
this weekend. Big weekend for him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a done deal.
Now, yeah.
If there's going to be a done deal,
yeah,
it's that. I mean, Junior's going to be in the Hall of Fame. You know, and it's super unfortunate that, you know, obviously he's not going to be here for that. But this is a guy that played the game at the highest level. You know, I unfortunately had the you know, the year, the task of playing against him going back to college, and but he was just one of those guys that you hated to play against because you knew every play. And those were some years with San Diego, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I think 92 they may have gone to the Super Bowl, whatever it was, but for the most part they weren't great football teams. But you knew dealing with that guy on the down and down basis was going to be the most and incredible, hardest thing that you had to deal with offensively all year because he didn't do anything soundly. I mean, he ran through the back of offensive lines, or he would run around. I mean, he just did everything.
Yeah.
He was unsound as unsound can be, but he was an incredibly great football player, man. So, and he was a great friend of mine, you know. He was actually at my golf tournament 36 hours before his untimely passing.
I did not know that. So
yeah,
that was,
wow,
his last,
yeah,
public,
wow,
appearance.
Yeah, and you know,
wow, Tim, I didn't know that.
The people that were with me were with him at the golf tournament were just devastated because they had the most incredible time with him,
wow,
that day. And so you know, it's really tough, you know. And I know Marcus and I had talked about sitting down with him because we saw some things that, and you know, Marcus was supposed to come to my tournament that year. We were going to talk to him there. Marcus couldn't come at the last second, so we were going to talk to him at Marcus's tournament in a couple more weeks. And,
wow,
unfortunately, we didn't get that opportunity to. But his memories will always live on, man. You know, I used to call him the biggest cheater in golf I ever seen in my life. But he was my boy. I loved him to death, man. And I can't wait to either celebrate with his family or celebrate for him and his family on
Nicely
Saturday.
Said. We're talking to Tim Brown, former Los Angeles Raider on Fox Sports Radio. And, Tim, you're talking about telling the story of the NFL through the Hall of Fame. You also can't tell it without punters, kickers, special teams. Ray Guy gets in. You should be in through special teams alone. Now, what's more exciting than kickoff returns and punt returns and the thrilling nature from Notre Dame, which probably got you a Heisman Trophy in prime time with punt returns for touchdowns? Same thing with the Raiders. Even after an age where a lot of guys don't do it, you continue to do it. Should we also see, represented in the Hall of Fame, telling the story of the NFL, more special teams guys and kickers and punters?
Well, I believe that Brian Mitchell, he's the number two guy in the history of the NFL in all-purpose yardage. A lot of people don't know that. Brian Mitchell is number two. Jerry's number one. He's number two. I think Emmitt's number three. I think I'm number five or, you know, something like that. So how do you tell the story of the NFL without talking about Brian Mitchell? Yeah, he did a lot of different things. But the fact of the matter is the man put up over 20,000 yards all-purpose yardage. Yeah. You know, so I think guys like him have to be talked about. They're a big part of the game. His name has never been mentioned, as far as I know, with the Hall of Fame. But you know, look, I mean, you have 46 guys who have voted for this deal. They're used to voting a certain kind of way. Right. They're used to doing things. And change is not something that that they're obviously looking at doing. But hopefully the NFL or somebody else will expand this deal to the point where, you know, you have – maybe the Hall of Famers or some other group voting on this.
We're wrapping it up with Tim Brown. Tim, your relationship now with Mark Davis. Jack Del Rio comes in. It looks like Mark, I know, had his hands on this hire, more so than the hires in the past. The current state of the Raiders with Jack Del Rio and what Mark's trying to deal with the stadium, personnel, and trying to get the team to the playoffs again.
Yeah, it's a tough deal, but bringing in Jack was a big, big coup for the Raiders. You know, you got a guy who is who has been a head coach in the league and has some success, you know, knows what he needs to do the second time around to be even more successful. Bringing in some great assistant coaches to help him out, guys who have been head coaches in the league, so that always helps. Now you got to bring in a talent. Now you have to convince guys in the NFL that this team is all about winning and all about trying to do things the right way. And one of the big things that you have to get done is you have to get the stadium done. The amenities in this day and time is a big, big part of what these players are going to be looking at. So, you know, they can't go and see something that's the oldest stadium in the league. That's not going to fly. You know, you at least have to have plans and something ready to go to be able to show these guys.
One quick thing. Thank you for making my mother so happy. My mother loves Notre Dame.
Oh,
my
wow.
mother, to this day in her 80s, watches every Notre Dame football game.
Wow.
And when we think she's losing a little bit with Alzheimer's, just start talking about Notre Dame football. She'll start talking about clock management, fire Kelly. It's unbelievable.
Too funny. Hey, last thing. One of my goals, you know I'm a goal-oriented guy, is not with the radio show, but the opportunity when you get into the Hall of Fame to sit there and do something like this where we interview all your friends and family.
Yeah,
we can give you a DVD or CD of it so you can have that memory here. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Right. I know you're going.
You.
Thanks a lot for everything.
Thank you.
About what we're promoting here.
Yeah. The Sony Xperia Z2 tablet, man. These nice folks have hooked me up with this. It's been a great, great experience for me having this bad boy.
Thin.
Nice, sleek. Made weighs less than 1 pound filled, that JT.
Wow. Look at this.
It's unbelievable, bro.
And this is Sony, who is the best of the best.
You know what I mean?
Like a pack of matches.
I like that. The most important quality for me. In my household, all technology has to be waterproof. I got 12-year-old kids.
13 and 11. What is it like, Timmy, when you have to take their technology?
Isn't it
you actually do that? You're brave enough to do that?
It's the only thing that we can do.
The only way to get dishes done.
To do their chores and to do stuff is to take it away.
And then to get it done, I mean, in a heartbeat. So, this has been great, man. Nice piece of technology to have around. And 1 pound, less than 1 pound.
It's ultra thin. It's also 4G Absolutely. LTE, and it's fantastic.
Right.
Timmy, thanks for everything.
Thank you,
good seeing you.
Tim
good
Brown.
Luck this weekend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Really pulling for him. He's a good guy. He's waited a while. We'll see if he gets into the Hall of Fame coming up here.